This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Singer-songwriter Afyong Bassi is a Boston-born, first-generation Nigerian-American. She grew up in a household filled with the sounds and rhythms of West Africa and the traditional songs of her native Efik tribe.
And the jazz, soul, and gospel of her American upbringing. The result is a dynamic fusion, and it's captured on her debut self-titled album, which is out today. She'll be performing at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge on Thursday night, but she's here live in our studios now. Here's Afyong Bassi and her band performing Chasing After the Wind.
Naked I came in this world, and from it naked I'll go. Nothing will come in my hands to the other side of time. Chase after wind, I'll just chase after you. I'll just chase after you, or else I'm just
chasing after the wind.
When I'm not following you,
I'm chasing after the wind.
It's not the best thing to do.
I'm chasing after the wind.
When I'm not one with you,
I'm chasing after the wind.
That's Afyong Bassi performing Chasing After the Wind live here in our studios. It's a track off her self-titled debut album, which is released today. Afyong Bassi, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've been a fan.
It's so delightful to have you here. I should note that you were also joined by Clef Knight on guitar, Dokun Oke on guitar as well, and Ariel Bernstein on percussion. Welcome to you all.
Those are my guys.
Doing a great job. But Afyong, first of all, tell us a little bit about the song we just heard, Chasing After the
Wind. Chasing After the Wind. You know, we think about so many of the things that that we as people chase after, pursue. And so many of the material things that we pursue are things that will go away. They don't have value in the long term. So the song is really an encouragement to chase after and pursue those things, those relationships, spirituality, wholeness, those things that are going to last. Mm-hmm. Love, honor for people. So that's what the song is about. And I try to put bouncy grooves under it to get people into the groove and give them something meaningful as well.
Well, a lot of the tracks on your debut self-titled album seem to reach for that sort of deeper meaning and yeah. more profound sense as to the lessons and messages that have been important to you in your life. And I want to get to that in just a moment. But your biography is one that doesn't cross my desk all that often. You know, a up-and-coming Boston music star who worked for Bain, the consulting company?
I did, for 3 years.
Yeah. So how did you... So, and you're a Yale graduate?
I am.
Okay. So how did you end up in corporate America or consulting America?
Consulting America. You know, it was just a series of... I wouldn't call it chance meetings, but I'd say purposeful meetings with people who helped me to understand the ways in which I could apply my analytical skills, my research skills in a corporate setting. And I really appreciated the time that I had there because I got to see businesses of different sorts and got to see how they operate.
But you took the leap to become a full-time musician, though. So I imagine that there was something about working at Bain that wasn't filling your artistic side.
Well, you know, the thing that I really appreciate about the time that I had at Bain is it taught me how to be an entrepreneur and understand businesses. And so I have my record label, Moonlit Media Group, and now I'm able to manage and understand how a business works for myself.
Right.
And I will say that I, you know, in addition to doing music, I do direct a leadership development institute. So I do have another job as well. But I really made the decision to immerse myself in the music and the creativity when I felt that there was something that I really, really needed to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt the calling in my heart so to go for it. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Well, so are we.
Thank you.
So tell us more about growing up and what your musical influences are or were and continue to be. I mean, we mentioned some of them because you're a first generation Nigerian,
yeah.
Or Nigerian-American, I
should
say.
That's right. First generation Nigerian-American. I was born and raised in the Boston area, Cambridge specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in our household, music was a really integral part to who we are and what we were doing.
What'd you listen to?
I listened to so many things. Fela Kuti.
Of course. Yeah.
Miriam Makeba, Michael Jackson. You know, nowadays, Jonathan Butler, Rochelle Farrell, Lauryn Hill, Jill Scott, Mahalia Jackson. So there was just such a beautiful soundscape in my house growing up. And not to mention my grandmother, who I'm named after, who is a songbird herself and a singer. So, you know, I definitely grew up around that artistic, creative
spirit.
Now,
did you grow up speaking the native language of the Efik tribe that your family hails from?
So I was definitely taught it as a child. I understand it very well. I sing it better than I speak it. I'll be honest. But yes, absolutely. You know, our culture, our heritage, you know, not only the language, but the way that we cook, the way that we dress, the way that we dance, that's definitely been passed down to me and I've been blessed by it.
And I ask that question because, as you know, there are a lot of musicians who bring in the cultural influences of their youth and their families and their
yes.
and the immigrant experiences into their music, but not that many of them actually have tracks on their album where they sing entirely in the native language of their family. But
right.
but you do.
I do.
Yeah.
I
and
do.
And that track's called, forgive me if I say this wrong, but Edidem.
You said it quite well.
Was I close?
You were quite okay. close. Edidem.
Edidem, okay.
Is actually an adaptation of a traditional Efik chorus that my grandparents taught me, and it's a prayer song.
Well, I'd love to hear it if we could.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Abasi, Orion Fee, Eridion, Abasi, Oduya Fo, Itonguwe, Osom Fee.
Young Bassi performing Edidam off her new self-titled debut album, which is out today. How gorgeous and luscious was that? That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Can you tell me, you said it's a prayer song. What is the prayer for?
Yes, it's a prayer song that's based loosely off of Psalm 91 in the Bible. It's basically saying, Lord, take me into the palm of your hands and hide me under the shadow of your wings. And when I'm there, I'll be able to roll around and be free because I'll be under your protection.
Yeah. Well, I've read that you've said that you do a lot of songwriting when you're in visiting Nigeria.
I do.
And that sometimes it's harder to, or some inspirations don't really come to you unless you're there. Why is that?
Well, you know, I definitely am inspired by being around my people. So whether it is that I'm in Nigeria or around people that share my culture, from whom I'm able to glean stories, you know, understand history and then create something out of it, that's something that really is meaningful to me because it hits me at my core. But you know, even if I'm not in Nigeria, if I'm walking down the street on the T, I can get an idea for a song and then it'll just come to me. So I'm open whenever and wherever it comes.
Now you, this is your self-titled debut album.
Yes.
And it took you a couple years
to
get it completed.
Years. It did.
What do you think, 3 years or so?
3 years or so. Yeah. That's correct.
What do you think? I mean, it's like, I suppose it's like giving birth to a child. It's
Absolutely.
A long, laborious process.
Absolutely.
But I mean, why in particular do you think it took you that period of time to get to a place where you were ready to tell the world, here's who I am?
You know, it was definitely a journey of self-discovery, understanding who I am as a person, who I am as an artist, writing songs and rewriting them to get them to the point where I felt like they were ready to be, you know, shared with the world. And I wanted to make sure that in this project, that I would be making something that, looking back 5-10 years from now, I would be happy and proud of.
Right.
And I feel like I've gotten to that point with this album. I've said what I wanted to say, and I self-titled it because I just felt like it was such a holistic representation of who I am, the collaborators that I had, the relationships that I built, and the beauty of the art.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, so many of those songs, you definitely, as we mentioned earlier, you seem to get this, as a listener, you get the sense that you do have something that you want to say, and
yeah.
You know, ultimately, I'd love you to take us out on one more song, and it's Legitimate Child.
Legitimate Child.
But before we start up here, tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, Legitimate Child is a song I wrote many years ago, I think in 2006. And it's an affirmation that every human being, no matter where they come from, no matter what they have or don't have, no matter what they did or didn't do, that we are all legitimate in the eyes of our Creator. So it is, you know, an affirmation of our purpose and destiny that I hope will resonate with people.
All right. Well, if you could get your band, can you guys help us out with a little vamp here to get us started on this song while we will wrap up the show? Well, Ofyong Bassi, before you start singing, let me just tell you, it's been such a pleasure to have you in our studio and to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I want to tell everyone that Ofyong Bassi's self-titled debut album comes out today. She'll be performing with her band at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge on Thursday night. We've got more information at radioboston.org.
And our program is a production of WBUR. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we will go out now with Ofyong Bassi singing Legitimate Child.
You are a legitimate child. You are a legitimate child. You are a legitimate child. You are a legitimate child. You are a legitimate child. You are a legitimate child. You are Wondering why you were even created. But I say that today there's a new name for you. God calls you. You are a legitimate child. You are a legitimate child. You are a legitimate child. You are a child.